What if the rules of business you've spent decades mastering suddenly stopped working? In February 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine, executives worldwide discovered that their playbooks, refined through years of stable, low-inflation growth, had become obsolete overnight. For the first time in 40 years, leaders faced a trifecta of chaos: inflation spiking beyond 8%, supply chains fracturing like ice under pressure, and recession looming on the horizon. Some companies froze. Others saw the storm as a chance to separate themselves from the pack. The difference wasn't resources or size. It was the willingness to throw out old assumptions and rebuild from the ground up. Most people think inflation is simply about paying more at the pump or grocery store. But inside a business, it operates like a silent thief with a sophisticated strategy. It doesn't just raise your costs. It devours your cash through ballooning inventory expenses and stretched out receivables. It creates timing mismatches where your costs spike on Tuesday, but you can't adjust prices until next quarter. And it distorts every calculation you make about the future. Here's what makes inflation particularly dangerous. It moves through your business unevenly, like water finding cracks in a foundation. Raw materials might jump 15%, while labor costs rise 5%, and energy expenses double all on different schedules. By the time the Consumer Price Index confirms what's happening, you're already bleeding. When Catalent saw employee turnover jump from 9% to 13%, nearly doubling onboarding costs, they recognized what news outlets missed. Inflation wasn't transitory. Their early warning system, just repurposed Monday morning meetings, gave them the speed advantage that separated survival from success. CEO John Chiminski put it plainly: you must ride the curve, not chase it. Your early warning system needs multiple inputs: supply chain disruptions, industry-specific metrics beyond generic CPI numbers, and internal signals like inventory creeping upward or receivables stretching longer. But data alone creates paralysis. The magic happens when you combine numbers with judgment. Westlake Chemical's CEO considers how inflation might trigger liquidity crises in emerging markets, potentially creating social unrest. Indorama Ventures' CEO asks whether Europeans will drive less as fuel costs soar, reducing tire wear and demand for cord materials. This connected thinking linking economic forces to human behavior to business. Impact separates effective systems from mere dashboards. Within this chaos lies opportunity. DuPont's strategy team noticed competitors recognized rising costs but moved sluggishly on price adjustments. By acting decisively while others hesitated, DuPont protected margins and gained ground. Speed matters most for companies with thin margins. While DuPont operates at 20% margins, upstream chemical companies at sub-10% margins face devastation when they lag even weeks behind cost movements. During inflation, balance sheets matter more than income statements, specifically cash generation and protection. Indorama Ventures demonstrated foresight by spotting inflation signals in late 2020. Locking in 68% of debt at fixed rates with 7-year maturities and securing $300 million in liquidity. Their global perspective helped them identify workforce shortages and Brazil's interest rate surge from 2% to 10.5% early. Working capital becomes a trap. During inflation, growth consumes more cash through receivables and inventory while generating less profit and facing higher borrowing costs. DuPont implemented daily and weekly cash flow monitoring, tracking past due percentages by customer segment, improving from 1.5% to 0.9% in some units and 15% to 12% in others. The team asked, why do less profitable customers receive longer payment terms than profitable ones who pay promptly? This simple question unlocked significant cash. With inventory, you face a double bind cash consumption today and profitability risk tomorrow when selling high-cost inventory into lower prices. GE's solution: create cash flow projections under different inflation scenarios, including worst cases, then adjust plans accordingly. Two lumber distributors in identical markets had opposite fates. Distributor A used index-based pricing with fixed margins that auto-adjusted with costs, generating superior cash flow as prices rose. Distributor B relied on negotiations, couldn't keep pace, and ultimately weakened while A acquired competitors. The difference? Pricing architecture. a crane manufacturer showed similar adaptability post-2008 by shifting from selling multi-million dollar cranes to placing them at ports and charging per container moved, creating immediate income during downturns. At DuPont, salespeople explained 30% increases to customers accustomed to 1 to 2% annual adjustments. Despite fears, early increases didn't harm market share because transparent communication maintained trust, explaining changes stemmed from specific reasons applied fairly across all customers. Beyond base prices, review surcharges and fees. Surcharges can be implemented quickly without lengthy approvals, sparing sales teams additional discussions. One outdoor products company nearly doubled EBITDA in 1 year through customer segmentation. Top customers received white glove service with value-based pricing, while smaller accounts received limited service with aggressive increases. When Catalent faced unavoidable compensation increases, CEO John Chiminski launched Total Cost Excellence, creating teams to explore savings across professional services, laboratories, manufacturing, equipment maintenance, IT, and travel. A footwear supply chain CEO saw inflation differently as an opportunity to demonstrate differentiation. Rather than raising prices, he challenged his team to find cost reductions that wouldn't weaken their business or harm partners. This led to organizational restructuring, reducing layers from 9 to 6, starting at the top. These changes accelerated decision-making and improved customer responsiveness, but the CEO expanded his vision to strengthen the entire value chain. His team helped customers prepare for rising costs through early seasonal commitments and disciplined forecasting. They assisted contractors with manufacturing processes, optimizing capacity to reduce costs. The company questioned its geographic footprint, exploring production in Mexico and Caribbean countries for faster U.S. delivery, reducing seasonal markdowns by ensuring products reached markets before trends changed. The CEO relocated managers from high-cost Asian cities to lower-cost production facilities, converting them into profit centers with on-site leadership. This placed decision-makers directly at production sites, enabling real-time problem-solving. What started as cost-cutting became a fundamental reimagining of how the business operated. When inflation hit TVS Motors, managing director Sudarshan Venu admits they were not organized around planning for inflation when costs started to rise. Instead of cutting costs, TVS transformed its business model by targeting premium customers willing to pay for innovative features rather than competing in the shrinking mass market. Innovation investment continued, but focused on higher margin premium products. They restructured their dealer network, switching from credit extension to cash and carry. With proper planning, that call 2 years ago turned out to be outstanding, says Venu. This exposed supply chain weaknesses, but created higher velocity and better financial discipline. The results: all-time high market share, a more premium brand image, and new cash flow management capabilities. DuPont's Raj Ratnakar emphasizes that no business model lasts forever during inflation. Companies must rethink positioning by reassessing customer segments, rationalizing product lines, and rebalancing portfolios. With higher capital costs, M&A decisions must prioritize cash flow over pure growth. Innovation remains essential. It justifies higher prices beyond cost passing. As Ratnakar notes, if you just keep increasing the price for the same products, at some point customers won't like you or someone else will outsmart you. The skills you develop: navigating inflation, rapid adaptation, cash discipline, strategic pricing, business model innovation become permanent capabilities strengthening your organization. Companies mastering cash management during inflation often maintain those practices in better times, creating sustained competitive advantage. Amazon emerged stronger from the dot-com crash. Microsoft reinvented itself during downturns. These organizations didn't just endure, they evolved. Economic disruption creates winners and losers based on leadership response. Netflix pivoted from DVD rentals to streaming during uncertainty. Companies investing in digital transformation during the 2020 pandemic emerged with stronger market positions. Leaders embracing this mindset shift from defensive posturing to strategic opportunism. This is your proving ground. The actions you take now, the prices you adjust, the costs you cut intelligently, the business model you reimagine, the cash you protect, will define your organization for years. Inflation isn't just a crisis to survive, it's a catalyst to fundamentally strengthen your competitive position. The question isn't whether you'll face economic turbulence again, it's whether you'll use this moment to build capabilities that make you stronger, faster, and more resilient than ever.